Welcome to Friend of Maryland. My name is Kat Pause, and this is a fat-friendly space. Today on Friend of Maryland, I share my Fatlicious Holiday Gift Guide 2012. I chat with Kath Reed about things she hopes to find under her Christmas tree, and I spotlight a post from Dances with Fat about turkey, mashed potatoes, and boundaries. As the holiday season is upon us, I thought I would share with you my Fatlicious Holiday Gift Guide for 2012. Many of us are rushing out to buy gifts or taking to the interwebs for that perfect present for that special someone. So I've compiled a list of great Fatlicious gifts for all the important people in your life. For the fat chinesa, I recommend the petticoat from Domino Dollhouse. It comes in all different colors, and it's really awesome. You should also check out the muumuus done by I Love Lissy. You can find I Love Lissy on Facebook, and she's a New Zealand fashion designer who makes really, really cute stuff. For the person in your life who likes organization and planning, you can never have too many of the Adipositivity Project calendars. Substantia Jones puts out a new calendar every year, and I buy one for myself, my mom, my best friend in New Zealand, and a lot of the other important women in my life. I say, you can never have too many naked fat women hanging on your walls. For the friend who likes to read, Beth Ditto's new memoir, Coal to Diamonds, is supposed to be great. And for the friend who really loved 50 Shades of Grey this year, may I recommend Fat Sex by Rebecca Jane Weinstein, or Hot and Heavy, Fierce Fat Girls on Life, Love, and Fashion, which was edited by Virgie Tovar. If you've got someone in your life who likes to engage in craft work or do-it-yourself activities, check out the project Make It Work, a DIY fat-positive craft slash fashion zine from Fatty Unbound. I was able to find it on Etsy, and I've already ordered myself a copy. For someone who's interested in art and collecting art and really cool fashion jewelry, you can never go wrong buying something from Fancy Lady Industries. Natalie Perkins is amazing, and the things that come up with in her mind and how she then translates those into paper and jewelry is just fantastic. If you've got people in your life who are activists, you can always check out the Fat-tastic Zine Pack by Sage. That's something else that you can find on Etsy. And of course, I personally love the I Heart Fat Chicks t-shirt from Fat Guy Shirts. I wore mine earlier this year when I did part of that 2020 documentary. It's a cute shirt, it fits well, and it looks really good on camera. Lastly, just for fun, a friend of mine came across a travel-size Fatty Patty sex doll, and she is awesome. You can get her from Pipe Dream. She also comes in full size. And it's just very cool to have a travel size Fatty Patty doll hanging out on your bookcase, or even, may I suggest, your desk at the office. Of course, some might say she's not quite safe for work. So there's lots of great fat stuff out there for the fatlicious people in your life. What's even more great about often these things is when you support the work of people like Sage, Natalie Perkins, Substantia Jones, Melissa Cole, what we're doing is we're supporting other people who are engaged in the same struggle with us to get from underneath oppression of fat people. You're supporting activists and artists and scholars who are producing things that benefit all of us as a community. And by supporting them, you allow them to continue doing their work, making cool things for us to read, cool things for us to wear, and things that allow us to embrace our identities and say, I am fatlicious. Joining me today is Kath Reed of the Fat Heffalump. Kath is a fat activist working in Australia. Kath, thank you so much for coming back on Friend of Maryland.
You're most welcome.
Okay, so I have to apologize. You have not been on the show all year.
It has been a while. I was trying to stretch my brain, and I think you just reminded me when you said the last one we did was the Christmas show.
Of last year, which, like, horrifies me, because of all of the people out there in the fatosphere, you are one of my favorites. And maybe it's because I actually got to physically see you at the conference earlier this year.
That is true.
That I didn't feel like, oh my God, I have to talk to Kath. I should get her on my show as a good excuse to do that.
Yeah, it was really good to have that opportunity to actually go over and, you know, be part of a conference, you know, because I usually watch it from the sidelines as things happen in the US and UK.
Yeah.
So New Zealand's kind of next door. That made for a lovely holiday as well as some activism points.
Well, we were so glad that you came. And, of course, now we've got Jenny Lee, who's working on hosting the 2014 one.
Yay!
And then I'll host 2016 again, and we will just bounce it back every 2 years or every 4 years, actually, and keep doing our thing.
Excellent. And I'll do my best to be at all of them.
Oh, you have to be at all of them. There's no point without the fat heifer lump. There's just no point. So as you already mentioned, the last time you were on my show, you were my last guest of the show in 2011. And we ended up having a chat about the things that we wished we would find under our Christmas tree and our stocking next to the Hanukkah decorations, if you will, like the things that we'd like to get for the holidays.
Yeah. So, and we have bigger stockings, so.
That is true. Our stockings are much larger than normal. So I thought, you know, we could chat about that again today and maybe highlight some of the things we're excited about, and maybe that'll kind of tune in my listeners for good places to go to get cool stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
I've always got a list a mile long of the stuff that I want.
Oh, well, good. Well, maybe somebody listening who's a fan, because there's a lot of fans of yours out there, maybe somebody listening will take it upon themselves to buy you one of your wish list.
Oh.
So what would you say, like, for you, like, what's the number one thing you're drooling over at the moment?
Well, the thing that I will have come hell or high water is Tracy Broxterman of Domino Dollhouse has designed another range. Mm. This is a winter range for the US.
Right.
But a lot of it translates pretty well, and hell, I'll hang on to it till winter if it's too, you know, heavy. But she has another skater dress in this, the second run of her winter range. I think it's called... it's something astral.
Yeah, it's astronauts, isn't it?
Astronauts, that's right. And the first range has just been released, and it's really cute, and I'm sort of, you know, trying to decide if I'm going to spend some money or I'll just be, you know, be good and hold out. She has this, I have the skater dress from the last range she did, the mermaid range, and it's... kind of mint green with bone, they call it the bone skater dress, and it looks like it was made for me. It fits like it was made for me. It's soft, it's comfortable, it's as cute as hell, it's out there, it's gorgeous. And so she's releasing another one this time, which is a blood red colour, bold red, with stars printed on it.
Oh no, and that's so you.
I saw it and it was like, you will be mine.
That is awesome.
So that's number one on my shopping list at the moment. I've been squirreling away for money every week so that when it's released, and because she always announces a couple of days beforehand, like a countdown of, you know, when the range goes on, so that I can be up at whatever time and just jump on there and get it. Because the other one I almost missed out on. A friend bought it for me for my birthday because it was the last one.
No.
So I just squeaked in. So that will not happen this time. She also has a leopard print kind of biker jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because leopard print is a neutral.
Yeah.
I have to have it.
Well, yeah, because it goes with everything. I mean, obviously.
Exactly. And finding that kind of, because it doesn't get very cold in Queensland in winter, so finding that kind of, you know, not too heavy kind of coat, jacket thing is pretty good. So
right.
I think that's on my list of, and the best thing is it goes up to size 4X, which is
good.
A size or two more than a lot of other ranges go.
Right.
So that's one of the things I really appreciate about Domino Dollhouse is that they're, you know, getting that last size that's usually cut off.
Mm.
And, you know, hopefully in the future that if we can keep sort of the demand up,
right,
that sizing will extend, because I know the higher your sizing, the harder it is to find something.
Yeah.
That, you know.
That's oh, I cute. Know.
Yeah, that's cute and cool and, you know, well-made and affordable and all those boxes that are so hard to tick. It's to those rangers that are doing that. Let's support them.
Well, I have to say, I've got my eye on the galaxy dress from that collection.
Yeah, that's kind of, I've eyed it off. I like the leggings as well in the same
thing. Oh, yeah, the leggings. Oh, the leggings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, it's the kind of thing that I would never in a million years think to actually buy, but I'm trying to purposely be more adventurous with my fashion.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm thinking that, that the galaxy dress might be the one for me.
And that's one of the beauties of activism. I've seen my own style develop a lot over the last couple of years from things that I would never have bought before to like now I'm like, no, make it brighter, make it bolder, get those sleeves off, do that, you know. and I take so much more pleasure in dressing.
Right.
I'm not couched in that whole, you know, thing of, oh, I can't wear that because my body doesn't fit this sort of arbitrary idea of what's acceptable.
Exactly.
I've really found that, and things, you know, Domino Dollhouse is capturing that really well because no shrinking violets with her range, you know.
No.
she's all about bold and out, you know, extroverted and fabulous stuff. So, give it to me all of it. I want all of it.
Well, I think for me, probably at the top of my list is a top of Virgi Tovar's new edited book, Hot and Heavy, Fierce Fat Girls on Life, Love, and Fashion.
Yeah, that's actually on my list. I actually scribbled down a few things, but I've already got a copy.
Oh, jealous.
So, that was one I was going to recommend. And actually, that if I could buy every fattier book.
Oh, that would be the book, right?
Right now,
yes.
That would be the book, because I just finished it about a week ago. And I don't get a lot of time to read, but I was trying to squirrel bits of time. I was going, oh, I should run away and read this now. And and I just ate it up. It was really, really wonderful stuff. It made me think. It made me laugh. It made me cry. It made me question some assumptions I had. It made me punch the air and go, woo!
Yeah.
Which is really embarrassing when you're sitting on the train on the way home from work, you know, to be sort of cheering and going, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
But it's awesome, and there's a really diverse range of stories in
yes.
there.
Yes, topics covered, yeah.
And kind of, and I know, you know, when you've been at activism for a few years, you've sort of, quite often, I know I do, I forget what it's like to be sort of the fatty that's scared to do things and that's still holding themselves back. And some of the stories sort of talk about that and are from people who are still doing all that exploring and stuff like that. So it was really good for me to sort of take another perspective.
Right.
Think back and also see some areas that I was still kind of going, I can't do that. It was a real eye opener for me, and it's great writing, all of it. There's not a dud amongst it, you know. And then that's so hard to say when you get a an anthology that every single piece is really enjoyable to read and that brings something to the party.
Right. So, anything else that's on your list?
Oh my God, I have so many things.
Okay, we'll pick two more because we can only talk for a few more minutes.
Well, it's trying to decide. There is a dress that Autograph Fashion here in Australia have at the moment, and it's a peach colour, and it's they call it their flounce dress, like peach flounce dress, I think.
Yeah.
And it's got ruffles and it's peach and it's just the prettiest. It's femme. You can wear it either off your shoulders or up on your shoulders. So there's, you know, it's you can wear it, put your own style to it. It's just a really awesome dress.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to have to go and investigate that as well. Yeah, because it's really pretty to have some sort of femme pieces in the wardrobe.
Anything else?
There's a new Australian book by an author called Deborah Lupton.
Okay.
And I believe it's just called Fat. And it's looking at stigma around fat and cultural perceptions of fat. This is also on my wish list to get grab a copy of as well. So
lots of good things to read.
Yeah, I'm hoping my library will get a copy first so I can read it straight away and then buy a copy. So
very smart.
She's an Australian academic who's written a book on the subject of fat and weight-based stigma and cultural attitudes towards fat. So I think that would be an awesome one as well for the old stocking.
Yeah, I think for me the other two things, like I'm always a sucker for the Adipositivity Project calendar.
Yeah, that's right. She does a calendar every year, doesn't she?
Yeah, so in fact, and I buy one for myself, and I buy one for my mom, and I buy one for my best friend in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I find that that's actually a really common thing I give as a gift.
Yeah,
because, you know, we need naked fat women as many places as possible.
Yeah.
What's the other thing I guess I would say? Got the book. I've got the calendar. Oh, you know what? I came across this thing on Etsy, actually, which I usually end up getting diverted there from Tumblr. So, like, I'll see something
and I'll
click on a link and stuff. And it was something from a group called Fatty Unbound. And it was called Make It Work, a DIY fat positive craft / fashion zine.
Ooh, I want that.
I know. And it actually looked like a really cool kind of zine that you could buy off of Etsy. So that's, I think, the other thing that's on my wish list.
I have to, chase that one up straight away. Just you saying Etsy made me think of something else. There's a crafty blogger that I follow, and she's called the Fat Nearsighted Owl, I think. And she crochets Peter Pan collars for adding to dresses, and they're really cute. And, of course, she is a fat woman herself, so they're also made to fit fat bodies because often the ones that you get, from your mainstream places are actually quite small, and so they don't fit bodies with thicker necks or wider shoulders or, bigger breasts. Well, that sort of thing. So her stuff is really cute, and I believe she sells those on Etsy or something.
Okay.
Well. I'll send you the link. So
please do. Please do.
Yeah. It's really cute stuff. And she's got a really cute kind of vintage retro kitsch kind of style. And she has awesome purple hair.
I know how you like the awesome colored hair.
Yeah, I'm going pink next. So.
Hey, exciting. Well, listen, Kath, we're just about out of time. But thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting with me about the things you hope to find under your tree.
Most welcome.
Well, listen.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody.
Absolutely. And we'll have to get you on again early in the new year so you can talk about all the work that you're doing.
Definitely.
All right. Sounds good. Well, happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Back to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Spotlight today is a piece from the ever fabulous Regan Chastain. The piece is called Turkey, Mashed Potatoes, and Boundaries and was published on November 22, 2012 on her blog, Dances with Fat. Quote, "Many of my friends are celebrating Thanksgiving today. Many are having a screw colonialism turkey and stuffing feast day. Many of my friends are just having Thursday. For those of you who are having a feast holiday today or have one coming up in the next few months, or ever deal with people pushing your boundaries about your health and weight, here are some ideas to help get you through. The holidays in the U.S. seem to bring with them a much higher chance of having to deal with unsolicited health advice, weight bullying, diet talk, diet encouragement, negative body talk, etc. There are some things that you can do to prepare and deal with it. Consider the idea that your body is amazing. It breathes for you, pumps blood all around all the time, and does all kinds of cool things. It deserves respect and admiration. If people don't recognize that, it's 100% their problem and a big flaming sack of not yours. Things that people say to you are almost always a reflection of where they are in their own life. If they are engaging in body shaming, food policing, or other inappropriate behavior, remember that it's about them, not about you. You do not have to take it personally or internalize it. That doesn't mean that you have to allow it to happen either. You decide how people treat you, and then you teach them how to treat you that way. Don't be afraid to set boundaries and consequences and then follow through. It's okay to stand up for yourself. It's okay to leave the room. It's okay to leave the state. It's also okay to just get through it. But if you take that path, may I suggest that you spend a lot of energy making sure that you aren't internalizing those messages. Good intentions do not negate bad behavior unless you decide that they do. It's a feast holiday, so it's possible that feeling guilty about eating defeats the point. People are allowed to be on diets, but if they feel the need to be incredibly vocal about it, consider that they may have some issues that they're dealing with. Again, this is a big flaming sack of not your problem. Other people's choices do not invalidate your choices, and vice versa. Some dieters have a hard time with this. They need everyone to buy into dieting so that they can feel comfortable about their decision. That doesn't obligate you to buy in. So once more with feeling. Consider that your body is amazing. It breathes for you, pumps blood around all the time, and does all kinds of cool things. It deserves respect and admiration. And if people don't recognize that, it's 100% their problem and a big flaming sack of not yours. Thanks for listening to another episode of Friend of Maryland. Friend of Maryland is brought to you by Access Manawatu 999 AM. If you'd like to contact the show with questions, comments, concerns, or suggestions for topics or guests, please email us, friendofmaryland@aol.com. You can also find Friend of Maryland on Twitter and Tumblr. Well, this is the final show for Friend of Maryland for 2012. It's been another great year, and I appreciate everyone who's been listening. Join me again at the end of January of next year for a whole new season. Closing the show is the March 4th Marching Band with Gospel.